Oh, what the fuck, Joe Mitchell. He's raising our radio rates 300%.
Don't worry about that, dude. I got a plan.
What sort of plan?
I've drafted a Declaration of Independence from Yo-Yo Radio. We will become our own independent podcast without taxation from the King of England.
Joe Mitchell isn't the King of England. He's the King of...
Shalikdo, do, do, doc, doc, popular, yo, yo,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki,
yo, yo,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, radio,
yo, yo, radio, yo, yo, radio,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki,
wiki, wiki, wiki, wiki,
wiki, wiki, wiki,
wiki, wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki, radio,
podcast, podcast,
on yo, yo, radio,
wiki, 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 wiki.
Welcome to another episode of Yo, Yo, Radio, Coast to Coast.
Okay, try it. Go ahead.
All right. And welcome to the fantastic 31st episode of Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast. My name is Dr. Popular, and as usual, Josh is also here. Josh Parker.
Yeah, that's right. How are you doing, Doc?
I am swell.
All right, and also with us this
happy
week,
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you. Happy 4th of July. And right. And joining us from the other side of the pond is Wilfred Hughes. Happy 4th of July to you, Wilfred.
Hey, happy 4th of July, Wilfred.
naturally, it's I wouldn't have realized it had it not been Josh for telling me about your celebrations.
Yeah,
or had you not had a calendar. I mean, it is 4th of July.
Funnily enough, it wasn't on there.
It wasn't on there. You guys just skip the 4th of July every year?
Yeah, we go straight from the 3rd to the 5th.
Yeah. What day do you want to meet? The day after the 3rd. Excuse me? The day before the 5th. July 3 plus 1.
All right. So how you doing, Wilfred?
I'm okay. I'm trying to enjoy the freak British weather, which alternates between horrific flooding and sun, so, you know, grab it while you can. And on my way sorting out World, so it's all good stuff.
All right, you're going to be at the World Yo-Yo Contest?
Absolutely. First year, 9.5 hours flight, all good fun.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going to be there. This will be my first year. Are you going to be able to make it this year, Doc?
No, I'm not going.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I'd like to meet those Mexican players, though, that posted that awesome video a couple weeks ago. But no.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Cool. Well, let's get started with the show. Up first, do you know what time it is?
Name that yo-yo.
Name that yo-yo. That's right. The segment of the show where we'll throw a yo-yo and based solely on sound will determine exactly what yo-yo that is. Wilfred, since you're the guest, do you want to go ahead and throw first?
Okie dokie.
Okay. Sounds like a bigger bearing, plastic.
That doesn't sound like a bearing at all.
Okay.
It does sound plastic.
Yeah. Should you give it another throw?
Can you hear it again?
Okay.
Something cheap sounding going on in there.
But it's not a yo-yo factory, though. It's not a fast.
I'm going to say, is it a precedent?
No, it's not a precedent.
Huh. Is it a Omega brain?
No, unfortunately, it's not that cheap. It does have a bearing in it, so...
It does have a bearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give us a hint besides the bearing?
How to do without giving it completely away. It's made with HG. That should narrow it down significantly. They're old heavy gravity stuff.
Is it the spin factor HG?
Yep.
Alright.
That's the one.
That's the only one that I have. I like those HGs.
Yeah, those are good yo-yos. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and give a throw here. Can you hear that?
Yeah, it's a metal yo-yo. Very hollow sounding. 888?
It is not an 888.
It sounds almost quite small just from the pitch of it.
Okay.
Ah, come on, Doc. You're the expert. You've played this before.
I made my guess. So, you know, you can make a guess and then he'll give us a clue. I'm not sure that I can get it from the sound alone right now.
I'm thinking maybe something like a speeder.
It's not a speeder. Not a bad guess, though. This yo-yo bears Doc's likeness.
Oh, my God.
Hello? Hello? I got it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I'm still here.
Coming from. Okay.
Okay, well, Josh, is it the Omega Raider, the College for the Easily Amused Raider?
It is not the Omega Raider. When I say it bears your likeness, it literally does bear your likeness.
There's a bear with glasses and a beard.
I guess the Easily Amused ones did have a picture of you on there too, but
yeah.
And just how many College for the Easily Amused yo-yos did you do? I'd have thought that I should make it quite easy now, really.
No, you're going along the wrong path there.
That's all gone quiet. Now I see you've stunned us.
All right. This shouldn't be too difficult. You think about Dr. Popular signature series. In what I believe is the very first Dr. Popular signature series. You still with us, Doc? Hello? Hello?
I'm still here, but...
Oh, the button.
Okay.
Mute button. I've already guessed. I was wrong?
You were wrong.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying I've already guessed.
Okay.
So if you want to just say it at this point.
All right. It is a...
I think I know what it is.
Yeah, it is a Yo-Yo Jam Super Scientist.
Yay! Best yo-yo ever.
Pretty darn good yo-yo. I've got a piece of 100% poly on here, and this thing's a real player.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I only have like one or two super sellouts. I don't have any super scientists.
Really?
And the super sellouts I have are reverse printed pogs.
Yeah.
So I don't even have like a normal super sellout or any. I don't have my own yo-yo. Okay, so I'm gonna throw mine.
Okay.
You guys hear that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm. It sounds like a small loose bearing plastic. Well, is it a bolt?
No.
Oh, dang it.
I was thinking it sounded like something quiet and therefore expensive, but so maybe a Diffie-O of some sort, but
it is not a Diffie-O. This is part of Customs' yo-yo line.
Is it a Custom Axle Elite?
No.
Dang.
I wanted to think that you two guys have a vast yo-yo collection with which you can draw conclusions.
You'd think so. Ash keeps picking Dr. Popular yo-yos.
All right, well, what is it, Doc?
It's the accelerator, the Customs looping yo-yo.
Okay.
Customs metal looping yo-yo.
Yeah. All right, well, that was fun. Always a good time on Name That Yo-Yo.
It's a good time.
Now, let's see. What have we got to talk about here today, Doc?
Well, let's talk about, I don't know, there's a couple good things I've seen on yoyoing.com lately. One is that picture of Cappy with his new Alex Kim yo-yo. I don't remember the name of Alex's company, but it looks like he's finally done something. The shape actually might not be that fun to hold, but the inside guts just look great.
Yeah, the way the bearing is seated looks really neat, and it's got some schmoving going on there.
Yeah, some big old schmoove. I like it.
Yep.
As well as an O-ring, where Alex was for some reason always using these recessed friction stickers that weren't really all that recessed, and the gaps on his yo-yos were very narrow to start off with.
Yeah.
He just always had his very, I thought, very grabby yo-yos. They weren't very smooth on the string. When you tried, like a man on the trapeze, it would kind of hop along the string as opposed to, you know, moving freely. And just from looking at this yo-yo, it looks like it might actually be pretty good. Cappy won it at the BAC auction. So that was a month or two ago. And I haven't heard anything about this yo-yo since then. So
right.
I wonder what's going on with it.
Good deal. Is it called the My Bad Rep?
I guess it's called the My Bad Rep.
That's pretty funny. I hope it's a good yo-yo to prove his point or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, become an ironic name at that point, wouldn't it?
Right.
It looks like an awesome yo-yo, though. I really want to try it. I tried to make it to club on Saturday, but I've been doing a bunch of yo-yo shows lately. And all the shows I've been doing have, like, fell on the Bill Leibowitz and the Redondo Pier contest. So I missed that 2 weeks ago because I had a show. And then I missed the Spin Doctors last week where these pictures were probably taken. And I've been working on two-hand a lot, and I really want to make it to a local yo-yo club, but I've just been doing too much stuff lately.
And, and you haven't even managed to make it to a regional contest yet, right?
I really want to try to enter nationals this year. The only contest that I'll be able to make it to at this point is Missouri State's, and I'll be running that contest, so I don't think I can enter. I might have a show during California State's, which is September 8th, at which point, if I can't make that, that means I'm not allowed to enter the regional yo-yo contest. I can't afford to just fly out to, like, Nashville. You know, 300. Oh my god.
No, just a sec.
Nope.
I can't afford to, like, just to be able to enter nationals later. You know, I'm thinking about biking to nationals again this year, though.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What?
If I can get Phil on it.
Oh, that'd be really cool. What is the distance of that bike trip?
I don't know. 3 days. I don't know how many. We couldn't find a decent map. That was the biggest hassle, was actually finding a path. And since we couldn't find a path, we had no idea exactly how many miles we went.
And you pretty much just biked a morning and then took a train the rest of the way?
We biked for an entire day,
okay.
Which ended up being because of a bad map that we had, we biked really far east and north. And then we got to the bridge. We realized we couldn't go to that bridge. So then we biked due west, nearly 10 miles away from where we started. And that was an entire day spent, wasted. And, so yeah, the next morning we took a train to cross the river. That was the hard part, was just crossing the Delta. None of the bridges seem to allow bicyclists. They're all like, you know, highway bridges or, right. or whatever. And then once we crossed, we biked for a while longer. We biked up to Santa Cruz, I think. And then from Santa Cruz, we took a train. So, Santa Cruz is the halfway point.
Okay.
And then we spent the whole day biking, you know, all the way one place and then all the way right back. So I think we could have made it, but just like I said, finding a map there is impossible.
Sure, sure. Well, best of luck to you on that. That sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
If it happens.
Yep.
Yeah. So that reminds me, a couple weeks ago, on the show, I mentioned how much I like freehand, counterweights, but I don't want to buy a freehand every time that I want a new counterweight. All I want is a little bouncing ball, and Duncan doesn't sell them or anything. Sean Garcia sent me a package, recently full of 10 counterweights, and he said it was because I mentioned that I wanted some, and he's got some sort of mysterious source that he wouldn't disclose. But I mentioned I didn't want to buy those, and he just hooked me up with just like a crap load of them. I'm all no more like beating up little kids on the way out of the toy store.
Give me that counterweight, dang kid! Wow, that's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, so now I'm going to casually mention how much I need shims for yo-yo jams. Because those little cardboard shims that they give you from Yo-Yo Jam, I don't know if they cut them out from a piece of paper or what, but they're just terrible. They drag against the bearing and everything. So, you know, if anybody has a good source for, tiny shims for, the Bolt, I would love that.
All right. Good plan. Let's see if it works. Let's see if it pays off.
We'll see. And also, I could use $1 million. So, shims, $1 million.
All right.
The Great New Italian Yo-Yo. You guys see that?
Yeah, I saw that that thread. What's it called?
The Mostro? Mostro?
Yep, the Mostro. And it's an H-profile yo-yo. I don't think they mentioned at all what it runs on for response or bearing or anything like that, which is what I'm always the most interested in. I don't know. It looks heavy to me.
It does. You know, there seems to be like a kind of a tradition now of great Italian metal yo-yos. Not saying that this one's great, but the Oxy was fantastic. And then they've got the Sumo, which I don't know if that's any good. But it just seems like a lot of very nicely produced aluminum yo-yos are coming out of Italy.
Well, there's definitely the Oxy 1-4, and people seem to really like those. But I mean, besides that, I don't know if anything else is all that great.
The Sumo,
you know?
You're saying you don't know?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of these H yo-yos, though. They just don't seem very natural in my hand. Like, they're fun to play with for a day, but then when it actually comes around to, like, that yo-yo you're going to grab before you go to work, you know, it doesn't seem like it calls out. Like, it's not like an addictive yo-yo to me.
That's exactly right.
More of a novelty.
Almost, yeah.
Wilfred, have you seen any of these yo-yos?
Well, I've seen them, but I've not had an opportunity to play with them yet, unfortunately. I think the Oxygen set a very high bar and people, it was going to, any other Italian yo-yo is going to be compared to that, so
yep.
Hope that they continue to be good.
Yep. That's very true. My favorite thing about this thread was that Ben McPhee immediately blew the ripoff whistle and claimed that it was the exact same as a G5. I don't know. I thought that was kind of funny. It's like anytime anybody makes a yo-yo that's shaped like a lizard, he thinks he can claim ownership of it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny to like, you know, like it's one of those things where if you, you know, knocked off a yo-yo so heavily, you know, as the H yo-yos do, enough the lizard, which is, I mean, fine. I mean, there's only so many shapes you can do with a yo-yo, so it makes sense that people would go that direction. But it seems like if you're making a yo-yo so similar to the lizard, that you wouldn't want to bring attention to people knocking off things. Because I think everyone's kind of in the back of their mind thinking, wow, this yo-yo that Ben has looks exactly like the lizard. You know, so, like, you would think that Ben would, like, not really say too much about a yo-yo that looks like his yo-yo because he might get called on it.
Right.
But instead, he's listing like all the yo-yos that Yo-Yo Factory makes that looks like, because they have a couple yo-yos that look like that, don't they?
Well, yeah, they've got
I guess I'm thinking of the Envy.
Right, which is H-Spin, but they've got the G5 and then the Grind Mutant, which are Grind Mutant 2, I believe, which are different shapes, similar but different. So, another good thread on yoyoing.com. Let's see, what else?
I saw Transformers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was it pretty terrible?
No, it was fun. It was cheesy. I saw Fantastic Four the week before, and that was a fun, cheesy movie. And Transformers was equally fun. I wish they could have given you a couple more shots of the robots. Like, you know how, like, early on in the movie, they don't want to blow their load and, like, give, like, the full robot shot, so everything's kind of like this, you know, quick-moving action shot.
Yeah.
But hardly anywhere in the movie do you get to see, like, just a really good understanding of quite a few of the robots. Like, you never can see what Megatron turns into. It's just, it's in motion the whole time. It looks like some sort of jet or something. But, I would have really liked to have just seen just some really beautiful shots. There was a lot of things blowing up and a lot of jerky camera motions. The other thing was that they just seemed to have a lot of discrepancies between shots. Like, they didn't have somebody really kind of quality controlling. The power goes out in an entire city and everyone's walking around with candles. And then it shows, like, an outside shot and all the lights are on inside the house. And then it goes back into the house and they're, like, candles and flashlights or whatever. Things like that happen all throughout the movie where, you know, they'll say, like, all the cell phones don't work in the world. And then, you know, a couple minutes later, somebody calls the president on a cell phone.
on a similar note, I saw Live Free or Die Hard this weekend,
mm-hmm.
Which is Die Hard 4. And I thought it was just fantastic. It was everything I was hoping for in a Die Hard movie. But that had similar problems, like, the entire cell phone network gets knocked out and somehow they still manage to use a cell phone and then later it doesn't work and then it works again and like just weird stuff like that going on. But that's a good movie. I'd recommend it.
And then I also saw Evan Almighty.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Was that pretty good?
It's just a slapstick comedy.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I was really, really upset. Like, half the jokes are somebody running into a wall or falling out of a window. The other half are somebody getting pooed on by a bird.
Okay. Did you see Bruce Almighty? Was it as good as that, or?
Well, I didn't like Bruce Almighty
I didn't
that much,
either.
But it was as good as that. It felt like the same kind of series of movies. You know, one thing that they did, they had quite a few tiny jokes that were pretty funny, like just really quick things. I like those the most, the things where you have to notice them, like Morgan Freeman, who plays the part of God in the movies, he's in one scene he's a waiter and his name on the tag is Almighty. And it was just a really subtle thing. It wasn't like right in your face, big close up or anything. And things like that the movie is sprinkled with is pretty funny. But then sometimes they just really bang something over the head. Like at one point, Steve Carell's walking down the street and he goes past a movie theater that says now playing the 40-year-old Virgin Mary. And it was funny, but it just stayed on it. Like it panned from him, it panned up as if you couldn't see this big sign. And so it pans up. And you know when things are just like in movies, they're just like 2 seconds too long or something?
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. It was just like this, I get it. I still get it. Okay. And then then it cuts.
Yeah.
Right. Like I sort of expected like the director to come out and like point at the sign, go tee hee.
Get it? Do you get it, guys? All right.
But yeah, so we saw quite a few movies. Did you not sneak into another movie after you saw Die Harder?
No, I didn't.
You probably saw some chick flick like that wedding movie or something. And
no, you saw that though, didn't you? After you, Transformers.
Shannon saw that.
Oh, okay.
I snuck into Transformers. She snuck into. I can't remember the name of the wedding license or license to wed.
License to wed. Yeah.
Apparently, it's just terrible. Oh, John
Krasinski
is awesome, but I mean, he doesn't carry the movie by any means.
That's too bad.
Apparently.
You seen any movies, Wilfred?
No, unfortunately. Curse of Exams.
Yeah.
I'm planning to see Evan Almighty, but we'll see how things go.
All right.
Is that a quiet recommendation there, or?
No. I think that there's. I mean, if you're like me, and you go at 10 a.m. to see one movie, and then stay until 6 and catch as many movies as you can, it would be one of the movies I would catch. But I would not pay money to go see that movie.
Specifically.
Yeah, there's probably many other better movies out there. Transformers was much better than Evan Almighty.
All right. So did you guys see that Yo-Yo Nation has the milk back in stock?
No. What is the situation with milk? Paul has made for him, or he makes them himself, or what?
Well, he's just got a shop making them. And they, I guess they turn them out as fast as they can, but there's been a huge demand for them. And, yeah, they're getting sold and they're selling quickly. A half an hour ago, there were 28 left. Now there's 26 left. Only black ones, only the chocolate milks are left.
I haven't seen that.
Yep. They're on the site on Yo-Yo Nation. Did you get one of these, Wilfred?
No, I haven't got one. Money. But I would love to have a play with one of those.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get a chance at Worlds. It's a sweet yo-yo with a silicone response in there, the large bearing. The Delrin is just great to play with, machine Delrin. It's a big old thumbs up from me.
It's like a SPR silicone, right?
Yeah. It's the silicone, flowable silicone in a SPR spacer.
The it's Born Crucial spacer pad response. Born Crucial is the name of Paul's clothing company.
You know, I'm not sure how they're coming stock. This says they're coming stock with the Born Crucial pads, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what that means. Mine came stock with flowable silicone. I mean, he was also making silicone O-rings the size of Yo-Yo Jam O-rings. So, all right. Do we have anything else to talk about here?
No.
All right. Well, let's call it a show. It was great to talk to you, Wilfred.
Yep.
And Dr. Popular, always good to talk to you.
Bye. Bye, Wilfred. Bye, Josh.
Yep.
Bye.
We'll talk to you next week.